It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, Stevic of 12 Foot Ninja. How are you?
I'm dangerously well at the moment.
Dangerously well. I love that.
It's something I just sort of project out there. I don't really feel that way, but I'm like saying it. You know, you kind of manifest it to become true.
I like that.
Well, that's what they reckon anyway. I don't think it works. I've already wasted too much time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy to have you on the show. We're here to talk about the new 12 Foot Ninja album, Vengeance. And it's been several years since the last album. What's the timeline of writing and recording Vengeance, including the disruption of last year?
Yeah, well, I think the timeline, it's a good question. I mean, we write in a fairly strange and impractical way. so that doesn't sort of, it's not really conducive to being prolific in terms of output, but we actually wrote a lot of songs, and we had songs left over from the previous album, and we were sort of still working on them, writing new ones, trashed a whole bunch of stuff, and we kind of whittled it down to what we had. But yeah, I think the COVID thing has been definitely interesting in terms of how to release music. I think a lot of artists were kind of trying to work out, you know, how to navigate this unusual obstacle. We kind of moved into other content creation in the meantime. So, yeah, I don't know if I answered your question correctly. I usually just say we record under the ocean and do it all with our feet. That's what like takes so long, but yeah. It's just, I think some part of me wishes I played grunge, you know, like just stuck with my like of Nirvana and kept that vibe going and didn't try and create clever because it takes ages.
Stevic McKay of 12 Foot Ninja with us on the show as we celebrate the release of the new record, Vengeance, which is out now. Here's a tune from it, Start the Fire. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Stevic from 12 Foot Ninja on the show with us. We're talking about the new record, Vengeance. And there's a multimedia component to the new album, including video gaming, a novel, and a graphic novel. What's challenging about composing music as the basis for such comprehensive storytelling?
I think it's just a bunch of different disciplines. Like to write a graphic novel, to write a novel, to write music, like they're all different kind of, yeah, they're completely different skill sets. So being able to be true to the different art forms and do them concurrently is, that's probably a challenge. Was that the question? I think I zoned out. I floated off on that one.
The question was, what's challenging about composing music as the basis for such comprehensive storytelling?
Ah, gotcha. Sorry. What's challenging about that? I don't know. I think that's the easy part, actually. I think that's the part we don't really have to think too hard about. It's all the other stuff that's a real pain in the ass.
12 Foot Ninja guitarist Stevic McKay is my guest on the show. The new record from those guys, Vengeance, is out now. Coming up, music from Metallica, Suicidal Tendencies, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. Coming up, more with Stevic. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Stevic McKay of 12 Foot Ninja on the show with us this week. The new record is called Vengeance. And the video for Long Way Home is weird, absurd, and fun. In what ways does giving music such an alternate context enhance its meaning and impact?
Well, I think in the case of that video, it's such a assault on the senses. I'm not sure if it helps. I'm still trying to work out, is that a good idea? Like, because a lot of people kind of watch that video and need therapy, you know, afterwards. But I think, ears are just sort of one part. If you can kind of back it up with the visual thing, it becomes more of an immersive experience. So I think music videos are kind of like the equivalent of body language. Like when people are speaking, like it adds another context, another sort of channel of communication. I think that's what makes it cool. And it can hinder things as well. It can help or hinder, depending.
Stevic McKay of 12 Foot Ninja with us. Their new record, Vengeance, is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Suicidal Tendencies, Anthrax, and more with Stevic. It's Full Metal Jackie. Stevic McKay of 12 Foot Ninja with us. Their new record, Vengeance, is out now. And let's talk about the song Start the Fire, of course, one of the tracks off the new album. It takes inspiration from Joker, the 2019 film starring Joaquin Phoenix. What aspects of yourself and your audience did you recognize in the movie?
I think, like a lot of people, you know, who really responded to that film, sort of recognized what can happen to an individual if they're, you know, pushed to the sort of extent that the character in that film was. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I personally could relate to it. It's a pretty weird kind of world that we live in at the moment. And I think there's a real preoccupation with attributing individual characteristics to kind of entire groups. You know, there's this kind of lazy branding that goes on, and a lot of the, you know, individualism is getting kind of rubbed away. So I think just putting my finger in the air, a lot of our audience, I guess, seem to be like-minded in that regard. And yeah, it's something that's kind of been fairly prevalent in this entire album, just kind of some commentary about the current state of affairs and just how our culture is shifting into something, you know, in one way is progressive and really kicking goals, and in other ways I think is regressive and, you know, tribal. I don't know if that is too deep, but that's kind of in the ballpark, I'd say.
Full Metal Jackie, 12 Foot Ninja's record Vengeance is out now. Coming up, a new tune from Avatar, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Stevic McKay. It's Full Metal Jackie. Stevic McKay of 12 Foot Ninja on the show with us this week. And again, we're talking about the new record, Vengeance. And during pandemic lockdown, 12 Foot Ninja covered Huey Lewis and the News. Why are heavy bands willing to embrace unlikely genres of music now more than ever before?
Well, I honestly couldn't speak on behalf of heavy bands. I've just always loved Huey Lewis. And, you know, Nick, the singer, constantly used to use the American Psycho jab. And I hadn't seen the movie until recently. It was one of those weird hit kind of films that I just never saw. So there's no correlation. I just genuinely like Huey Lewis. I think it stems back to the future. And, you know, that album, Sports, when it came out, it's just got so many hits on it. And, yeah, I really respect the guy. So it's an honest, genuine connection. So, yeah.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Stevic of 12 Foot Ninja with us. Pick up their new record, Vengeance. Stevic, great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Music from Anthrax, plus a new tune from Animals as Leaders, and more after this.